Just one halakha. Maran writes in Shulchan Aruch Hoshem Mishpat Siman Resh Tzaddi Aleph Seif Aleph that a Shomer Hinnam, that's an unpaid guardian, Patur Bishvua Begineva Ve'aveda Ve'enu Chayav Lishalem Ki'im Bifshi'a. Somebody's asked to watch something and he's not getting paid, so let's say the item gets stolen, so he's Patur. He does not have to compensate the person. According to Shulchan Aruch, he has to swear that he wasn't negligent, they didn't do anything that was grossly negligent to cause it to get stolen. And if he swears, or let's say the owner believes him without swearing, so then he's patur and he does not have to pay. Or for that matter, it got lost, also he would be patur. Now, normally the Shavua would be where the Shomer Hanam has to hold the Sefer Torah in his hand and he has to make a Shavua that he was not negligent. However, nowadays, Beit Din does not allow the Shavuot to be taken because of the severity of the punishment for making a false oath. And therefore, the customary procedure in such a case is they make a compromise between the parties, because he can't make a shivu'ah that he wasn't negligent, because we don't make shivu'ah today. So they make type of settlement between the shomer, hanam, and the owner, or they exempt him totally. The owner says, okay, you know, I'll exempt you from paying. So the question we deal with today is a simple case, just to get our feet wet a little in these halakhot. A guy was waiting at the bus stop, and his friend came to him, and said, do me a favor, I want to run into the coffee shop for a minute, could you watch my suitcase? I'll be back in 10 minutes. So the guy said, okay, I'll watch your suitcase. Guy goes to the coffee shop, he comes back, suitcase is gone. So he comes along and he says, hey, where's my suitcase? It's right here. Guy looks, well, what happened to it? So now it's going to depend. It's going to depend, first of all, if the guy came back within 10 minutes. The guy came back after 10 minutes, so then for sure the shomer is patur, because he only accepted upon himself to watch it for 10 minutes. That he spoke out clearly. After 10 minutes, I'm not a shomer anymore. I'm not watching it for the whole day. But what happens now, it's gone. So now the deen is, it depends how it got stolen. If the guy left it in a place negligently, where he really wasn't watching, we couldn't see it, and it got stolen as a result of it, so therefore such a type of gineva is hayavah, because you're a pusheya. Considered negligent, they would have to pay for the contents in the suitcase. However, if let's say it was right in front of him, that was right in front of him, because some tricky type of thief came and the swindler and somehow stole it right in front of his face, so then he is honest, then he's patur in such a case and would not have to technically pay. Maybe we have to swear that he's not negligent. We don't swear today, so therefore you have to go back to that type of compromise that they would have to make between the two parties. Should be noted, which is for another daily halakha, that how do you define the contents in the suitcase? The guy technically could say, I had $1 million in the suitcase, you owe me $1 million. That's already for another halakha, how are you supposed to calculate what is in the suitcase itself? But that's the basic deen. Shomer Hanam is patur on Geneva and Aveda, and is Hayav on Peshi'ah.